Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 27th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of leadership and management news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Q&A with Matt Botha, Senior Director of M&A at Empower Aesthetics. Matt Botha, Senior Director of M&A at Empower Aesthetics, prioritizes cultural fit when evaluating potential med spa acquisition targets. Empower focuses on partnering with founders who align with their values and want to grow alongside them. They also emphasize building geographic density and leadership depth. Post-acquisition, Empower centralizes back-office functions to support founders in focusing on patient care. They maintain each partner's brand identity and clinical philosophy while providing resources for growth. Integration is a collaborative process that balances individual practice identity with shared goals. Founder involvement is key for a smooth transition. Empower assesses cultural fit using tools like the PI Index and follows a structured HR due diligence process to understand leadership strengths within each organization.
Catton announces new partner class of 2025. Catton announced today the promotion of 11 attorneys to join the partnership, effective September 1st. Chair Gil M. Soffer stated, "This is a career-defining moment for the talented attorneys, reflecting their years of honing legal skills and building relationships." The executive committee approved the promotion of Ava R. Allum, Christopher Collins, Christopher T. Cook, Fabiola Fox, Michaela C. Holcomb, Kelly N. Hutchinson, Matthew R. Jennings, Elise W. Michael, Michelle R. Poncetta, Zachary M. Schmitz, and Yunan. Catton is a full-service law firm with 700 attorneys in the U.S., London, and Shanghai, offering counsel in corporate financial markets, intellectual property, litigation, real estate, and more.
Q&A with Scott Lynch, President and CEO of Colonial Systems. Scott Lynch, President and CEO of Colonial Systems, Inc., shared his journey of balancing leading a company with battling testicular cancer. After a shocking diagnosis in 2024, Scott continued working through treatment, emphasizing the importance of communication, crisis planning, compassion, and positivity in leadership. His advice to other leaders facing similar challenges includes seeking medical advice promptly, having a crisis plan in place, promoting a culture of compassion, and staying positive. This experience has shifted Scott's perspective on work-life balance, leading him to prioritize mental health and enjoy life more, while still successfully running his company.
SBC Medical grows franchises, repeat visits during first half of 2025. Company completes share buyback program. SBC Medical Group Holdings, Inc., the Japanese owner of cosmetic surgery clinics, saw a 16% decrease in revenue in the first half of 2025, but this was expected due to strategic shifts. The company expanded franchise locations by 16% and saw a 14% increase in repeat customer visits. SBC Medical is focused on making aesthetic medicine more accessible and differentiating itself in the market. The company completed a share buyback program, believing its stock is undervalued. Despite near-term challenges, SBC Medical is positioning itself for long-term growth and remains confident in its strategic roadmap.
World Heart Federation honors American Heart Association CEO for lifetime of impact. The World Heart Federation is set to honor Nancy Brown, CEO of the American Heart Association, with its Lifetime Achievement Award for her leadership in transforming cardiovascular health globally. The award will be presented at the European Society of Cardiology Congress in Madrid. Brown has been with the Heart Association since 1986, serving in various roles before becoming CEO in 2008. Under her leadership, the organization has advanced science, innovation, and advocacy in over 100 countries. The World Heart Federation praised Brown's visionary leadership and commitment to improving health. Brown's accomplishments include launching global quality improvement programs, investing in women's heart health, and leading CPR education efforts. The American Heart Association continues to be a relentless force for longer, healthier lives. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.